Blog Talk Radio.
Off. I could have did it yesterday, but I was usually I do it like about 6 o'clock. However, I like to go ahead and watch Roundtable with Magic with Toon Critic and the rest of the gang there, and I enjoy listening to that. So if they're listening in on this show, howdy. But anyway, tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 17, Dungeons and Discords. Now, this is basically a kind of a ripoff of Dungeons and Dragons, which I have had some experience in, but not a whole hell of a lot. I've only, you know, dabbled in a little bit, and actually I'm fairly good at it, to tell you the truth. Actually, I wasn't fairly good. I was just lucky, okay? But anyway, this is more or less a Spike slash Big Mac slash Discord episode. And it all starts off with Fluttershy getting ready to head off to Yakistan with the princess and the rest of the gang for a nice little outing there. Well, of course, Discord comes around and, you know, would like to go with her, but unfortunately, he wasn't invited, and she turns around and tells him, well, you can always stay around here and, you know, get to know Spike and Big Mac, because they have a certain thing that they do every time the girls go out, and he sits there and he laughs about it due to the fact that he thinks that, you know, he's better than they are. Well, of course, we're talking about Discord here. So he turns around, he changes things around to where he's the opposite, and so is she. And it's nice to see Flutter Bitch come back every now and then. And when she got up in his face, when she turned opposite, it was just simply gold. I had to laugh. Oh, man. And Discord was just so afraid he just snapped it right back to normal. And Fluttershy's like, what did I just say? It was just hilarious. And oh, man. Going all the way back to episode, what was it, 4? Season 1? Dang, it was nice, though. But anyway, he tried his hardest to try to get her to stay or, you know, get her to take him along with him. Then we got to the train station, and Discord and Fluttershy are there, and of course, he does his little trick and makes the train, basically the train tracks head up into a volcano. And Fluttershy was just not impressed, and she gave him that, you know, one eyebrow lift, and it's like, okay, she's getting mad here. Isn't it always like with women, guys? Seriously, you piss them off, and they just turn around and give you that look, and that one eyebrow just raises, and it's like they are not amused at all. So he changes it back. So the rest of the girls come around, and of course they're getting ready to board the train. Pinkie Pie tells them she's got, I guess, some Yeti repellent because there's a pony eating Yeti up there, and they just kind of like look at her. Oh, did I forget to mention that? It was like, but then again, you have to excuse me. I haven't been feeling well lately. I'm still not feeling well. I don't know whether I pulled a hernia or what, but it's kind of hard for me to sit. Well, I can sit fine. It's just that when I go to stand up, it hurts. And if I stand too long, it hurts. So don't mind me. You might hear me going, groan a little bit or something like that there. But anyway, getting back to the show. As soon as I take a sip of coffee. Yes, I'm not drinking for a change. But anyway, the girls leave, leaving Discord with Big Mac and, of course, Spike. And they're sitting there whispering, you know, instead of Discord just popping away and leaving, he just opens a book, sitting there saying, don't let him come near me, don't let him come near me. And, I mean, if you didn't want him near you, you know, just could have just zapped yourself out of there. But he didn't, and they approached him, and they asked him if he wanted to, you know, hang out with them. And he kind of like, what, me hang out with you guys? It's like, no, I'm sort of like that I'm better than you are type of thing. And so anyway, they turn around and say, okay, well, I guess our boys' night out is just going to be for two. And it's like, then Discord, boys' night out? Okay. Discord's thinking, okay, we're going to be going out and we're going to be painting the town red. Unfortunately, Spike turns around and tells Discord, well, the fun starts promptly at sundown at Twilight's Castle. And Discord turns around and tells him, the fun will start when I get there. Of course, you can't have fun without Discord. Well, you could, but it doesn't add that little bit of chaotic fun to it. So, anyway, the scene switches back over to the castle with Spike sitting out there on the balcony watching the sunset saying, we have sunset. I repeat, we have sunset. And the dance that him and Big Mac does is like, okay, I've never seen Big Mac really dance before. And it's like, for him to be dancing with Spike, it's like, okay, here we go. Of course, Discord enters in his nice little way. And the way he entered reminded me of a scene from Space Jams, how they introduced their players. And, I mean, at first, you know, at first they did the trumpets, and which didn't remind me of Space Jams, but when he first entered the building, he's got a picture of him holding a basketball, and he's in his basketball uniform. He comes flying out of there and bouncing a basketball around. You know, it's like, yeah, that looks about like Space Jams, okay? But anyway, they get, okay, there we go. My screensaver set to a timer. If I don't move my mouse after a while, the screen goes out and it goes blank, and every now and then it takes me right off air. So I gotta make sure I'm staying. I mean, I'm connected by phone to the service, but I don't know if it would cut out completely, so I'm still here. Thank God. Whew. All right. So anyway, they're talking about the big night that they're going to have. Discord says, well, I've got quite a few places that we can go to here in Ponyville. And he pulls out a list, and there's like two on there. Two rowdy places in Ponyville. I look at Ponyville on the map, where are these rowdy places at? Come on. It's like, okay. But anyway, Spike goes, no, we're going to be playing a game. Come on. No, Discord says, oh, I love games. Okay. So finally, we find out what it's called. And the game they are playing is called Ogres and Oglets. Oglets? Something like that there. Oglets, whatever you want. I can't pronounce the last one. I'm sorry. But anyway, and Discord's like, huh? So anyway, Spike's describing the game to him, and Spike's name is he's more of a wizard, and it's called Garbuckle or something like that. They're like, okay. And Big Mac is a black knight called Sir McBiggin. and it reminded me of something else. It really did all together. It kind of just threw me for a little bit there. And it was a Monty Python type of a shot there. For some odd reason, made me think of Monty Python. I don't know if I can really say it on the air, but biggest, you know. So, anyway. And, of course, not really amused by all this. And they turn around and they ask him, well, what would you like to have your character's name? And he goes, well, Discord's a great name. And you know, no, you got to use your imagination. You got to be called something else. He goes, well, I'm not going to change my name to some name like Captain Was, you know, just to get into the game. And Spike goes, okay, Captain Was it is. And Discord's like looking at it like, oh, God. And so they're starting a role-playing game. And of course, actually, Captain Was is an archer. Sir McBiggin is a black knight, and of course, Spike is sort of like a wizard type of deal. Of course, Spike's going to be a wizard. Look who he lives with. He lives with Twilight, who does magic. Come on. Who else would he be? But anyway, Discord's finally getting tired of the whole game and decides just to poof him out of there and go paint the town red. And Spike and Big Mac are getting kind of annoyed by all this. And so Discord decides, okay, well, you really want to play the game? Let's play the game. So he poofs him out of this, you know, I would say, sort of like Las Vegas in a way, and sort of like a dance club of some sort. And the suit that Discord wore also reminded me of Mask. Seriously, it did. I go, oh, here comes a Mask reference. And so anyway, he sticks him right into the game. Now, mind you, playing Dungeons & Dragons, you know, it's instead of using your imagination, sometimes, you know, it would be fun to actually play in it. Unfortunately, Discord kind of made it sort of like an expert level. And made everything a little too real. And at first, Spike and Big Mac were just, you know, surprised, and they were happy by it. It's like, hey, we're actually in the game. And but yeah, no, Discord, you know, he tends to go a little overboard. So, like I said, he puts it at a max level where if you get hit, you get hurt. So all of a sudden, evildoer called the Squid Wizard, or Squizzard as they call him. I think it's a little blow to the Squidward on SpongeBob SquarePants, but they couldn't use his name. And so anyway, his army's coming. And of course, you know, Spike can actually use magic, and Big Mac actually has a big sword. And, okay. I'm thinking ahead, and I just No, I'll leave that reference till the end of the show. And so anyway, they're going at it. Well, actually, not going at it, but they're just starting to, and they find out that, you know, it gets kind of hard. So they're running away because there's so many troops after them. And, of course, they go to run away, and there's troops behind them firing arrows. Big Mac throws up a shield, and Discord says, okay, you have to roll, I guess, a 15 or better for the shield to work. If not, bye-bye. You know, one of those deals, because evidently, if the arrows hit them, they're definitely going to hurt. So anyway, they roll a 17, and Discord goes, lucky you, and it's like, at this point in time, Big Mac and Spike are really scared because it's almost too real. So, anyway, they duck into this, you know, cave, and they're all coming, and of course Discord appears and tells Big Mac to go ahead and go out and start chopping them down, and of course Discord turns into this Squizzard and attacks Spike, and they get captured, but Spike turns around and tells them, we don't want the game like this, you know. So anyway, he poofs them out of there. And, of course, you know, Discord gets kind of mad and says, I only came here, you know, due to the fact that, you know, you want someone who is great as me to be around. And Spike goes, no, we actually come here because we felt sorry for you. And Fluttershy asked us to ask you to join us because, you know, she wanted you to make better friends and what have you. And so, anyway, Discord kind of, you know, gets sad and lonely about that and tries to apologize, and he turned around and went to leave. So they gave him a second chance, and he comes back. So they decided, you know, instead of starting a game, like game on the board, we're going to turn around and, you know, could you put it back into reality of this, but, you know, tone it down a little, make it sort of like a beginner's type of deal. So Discord agrees, and they are going at it. And we're going to pause for a moment for station identification, since we've gone on a little bit too long here, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. So anyway, we're talking about Season 6 of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Episode 17, Dungeons and Discords, and we're at the final stage here where Discord came back to them and put them back into the real situation of the game, which was actually kind of nice. Now, leave it to the girls to come back when they're still in the midst of playing this. And Twilight opens the door, and she goes, what's going on here? And it's like they're all just looking. And Fluttershy has this, like, pleasing smile on her face. They're all sitting there watching, you know, Discord, Big Mac, and Spike fight off all these enemies, you know. And the final enemies, the Squizzard came up, and Discord tells Spike, follow my lead, and fires an arrow. And Spike, you know, puts some magic to it and bounces off a die and comes back and hits the Squizzard in the behind. And so all three of them start doing the It's the Guy's Night Out dance. That's kind of funny. But the funniest part of all was after the girls saw them, and Twilight goes, well, I think we better back on out of here and let them finish what they're finishing up here, and we'll come back in a little bit. Rainbow Dash is there and goes, are you kidding? Did you see the size of Big Mac's sword? Forget that. I'm playing. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, it has been confirmed. Rainbow Dash is not a lesbian. I repeat, Rainbow Dash is not a lesbian. Well, actually, after seeing the size of Big Mac's sword, yeah, I don't think so. Big Mac, put that thing away, you know? you're getting all the girls excited over it. Just put it away. But anyway, Rainbow Dash and of course, Pinkie Pie, she has to join into, and they all, you know, get in playing the game again, I guess. And that's the end of the show right there. Oh. And I got to tell you, this show here was just, it kept me amused. It really did. And the parts that really kept me amused was when Discord, you know, turned opposite when he was visiting Fluttershy and turned Fluttershy opposite. We had a great, you know, thing with Fluttershy turning her opposite self and just jumping up in the air, flying right in Discord's face and saying, well, guess what, Sassafras? I'm opposite Fluttershy and I don't give a shit. And it's like, ooh, yeah, cool. Turn a Flutter bitch. All right, awesome. And it's like Discord just kind of like freaked out a little bit and, you know, changed everything back. Because the last time he was not on the receiving end of that when he turned her opposite. He was not on the receiving end. So now he knows what she's like, you know, when she's pissed. And some of the other amusing areas, of course, the Fluttershy Discord one, when Discord turned around and made the train tracks go into a volcano, and Fluttershy just kind of turned around and raised her eyebrows like, really? Change it back or I'm going to kick your ass. One of those type of deals. And some of the references there, you know, that I spoke of before. I mean, it was nice of, you know, Big Mac and Spike to include Discord, and Discord not really into it because he thought he was, you know, better than they were. He considered them nothing but sidekicks, you know. But eventually Discord kind of relented, gave in, and it turned out to be, he turned out to have some fun, and all in all, I think it was a pretty darn good episode myself. Especially that ending when Rainbow Dash, you know, turned around and said, you see the size of Big Mac's sword. It's like, oh, God. Oh, the sword reference. I just had to put that one in there. Seriously. Oh, no wonder Miss Cheerly likes him so much. Oh, Miss Cheerly knows the size of Big Mac's sword. But anyway. Oh, wonderful, wonderful episode. My ratings for this episode have got to be fairly high on this. Oh, man. We're going to have to give it... Oh, gee. I would have to give it a 9 out of 10. Seriously. I really did enjoy this episode a lot. And any episode that makes me laugh, you know, or come up with certain puns like that is just a great episode. Now, I don't know when my next, I know I'm a little behind on episodes, like I said before. The next time I come up, we will be discussing My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 18, Buckball Season. Now, I've seen that one, and that was an interesting one, too. Season 6 is getting to be a lot better as we move along. And like I said, due to the fact that I have a lot of work, I work two jobs. And it's kind of hard for me to get a day off, especially sometimes when I'm working 6 days a week. Mostly I'm working five at my regular eight-hour job. Now I have a two-hour job in the morning delivering papers. Approximately about, I get about 3 o'clock in the morning, start delivering my papers by 4, and I'm done by 6 in the morning. And my primary job, which is a second shift job, starts at 2 in the afternoon until 10 at night. So I don't get a lot of sleep between the two jobs. So I try to sleep in the morning just a little bit more after I deliver my papers. But I, you know, I just got a Blue Yeti. So I got, you know, I'm not talking on my Blue Yeti right now. I'm on landline. Because this is the only way I can get the show off to you guys. But anyway, I really enjoyed this show. I hope everybody has enjoyed The Wolf's Den. We're going to be trying to come up with... see, we can't really put this on YouTube or anything else like that there. Well, we do download and put on Daily Motions. We might try to put it on YouTube. So look for that. But we're also going to start doing the Wolf's Review again for My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, starting with Season 1, Episodes 1 and 2, where I will turn around and tell you what it is, and I will give you a star rating for each. Plus, when we finally finish the season, we will give you a star rating for the season. So anyway, I got about 3 minutes left over here. It's not like I have somebody here, you know, discussing the show with. I try to get guests, and nobody wants to show up for some odd reason or another. Either they're sick, or I can't get a hold of them, or, you know. But then again, people sit there and look at me and say, like, who the hell is this guy, you know? I can't go to Brony conventions, which I wish I could, and I hope to, but I need the cash to do it with, and I can't, you know, take off. I'm a temp at a local plant, and temps can't really get days off unless we're sick or hurt or injured. But we just can't take a weekend off saying, hey, I'm going somewhere, bye. And it's like, well, you're fired. And, of course, doing the papers, I don't have anybody deliver the papers for me for a weekend. And if I kind of abandon my job, then I get fired from there. And if I get, well, I don't get fired from there. They considered abandoning my job or quitting, and I would owe the paper company that I work for, because I'm under contract, $250. And I'm not going to owe them nothing. Not without a 30-day notice. I have to give them a 30-day notice if I'm quitting. That's the contract I signed. And, of course, if they fire me unjustly, they owe me $250. That was the deal. But anyway, I got a brand-new Blue Yeti. I'll be doing better voiceovers. I'll be doing better animation and voiceovers for those. And, of course, visit my channel on YouTube. For those of you who don't know, just check me out. That's no problem. So, anyway. And that's the end of my show here. When you hear that music, it's time for me to fly. I hope everybody enjoyed this show. And I hope you give it a good rating, you know, either way. And my next time is unknown. I'll let you all know by email or wherever we're at, on Twitter or YouTube or GoPlus. I'll let you all know when I'll be on the next time. So until then, y'all have a great week. Until we meet again, this is Tim the Wolf saying goodbye. TWOL the Wolf in the Every Three Chorus. Bye. Yeah.